Hey guys, it's me, the Sedge Witch, is back with a new episode from the podcast, Who Do You Love? I know that y'all are wondering where the hell I've been at, and I've been around. I've just been going through life and having a lot of things been thrown my way, but rest assured, I'm back and I'll be providing more information, more insight. For my perspective, a point of view, and really looking out to be engaged with my audience for any questions or concerns or any ideas that they want to present to me. I am more than open to receive those. So, in true Hoodoo podcast fashion, go and get your necessities and come back to us after these messages. So, I have a lot of things that have changed within my life that made me kind of like stop doing a podcast. But things have cleared up. I got my footing on the ground and I'm ready to go and go for a blast. I have some great updates. I have some, bittersweet updates too with my family, daughter who is 19, she moved out to try her wings, which is great, but it's definitely a bittersweet. I have a seat, my baby, I won't call him a baby, but my last born is going to college next year. So this is his last year of being a high school student. And it's just like, damn, like you look around and time, once you get older, time moves so much faster. 41 now, so a lot of things I'm experiencing is putting me in perspective of living and being grateful and being receptive to people and changes and things like that, which I was already, but it's just more the clarity of it now. Like I can say in my 20s, I was living by the seat of my pants. Even though I was already a mother of three, I just did not allow that to stop me to being in my 30s, trying to establish what it actually is to be an adult. Because you really don't, that's my opinion, you really is really not adulting until you get in your 30s, actually. Like, really shit starts to slow down and you're supposed to actually know better. So now that I'm entering this phase in my 40s, it's like, okay, this is life and life is what you make it, and you should know, the ropes. Like, we grow every day, but like mistakes and things like that you should have learned in your 20s, your 30s. 40s is definitely time to not make those mistakes and not be so naive about life and things, even with your kids. Like, they grow up and they grow up to be individuals, and you have to accept them as such and grow with them and learn how to be a parent with young adults. And that's haven't been my struggle. It's just being like, damn. I'm actually living this motherfucking life. Like, seriously. Sorry to curse, but I'm trying to definitely cut that out. But that's a part of my personality to cuss. But you really get the magnifying glasses and really look like, dang, and in another 15 years, I'll be a senior. So it's time to put those kiddie games away, or thinking you're invincible away, and start really trying to concentrate, but not so much. Being a spiritualist that I am, like, I try my best to remain in the present and take a glimpse of the future and learn from the past. And this is how I'm living my life going forward. And I just want to provide some insight or provide some advice on people, for people who may have it hard. Like, living in this life is hard. That's why, you know, suicide is at an all-time rate, because you think you know what you're doing, or you think you have a handle on it, and then it's spiraling out of control. And some people cannot grasp, you know, the scrolls and reset themselves, like, hey, you know, shit's gonna happen. Some people is unaccepting of change, which is a big red flag, like, because you're going to change throughout your life. Everything is going to change throughout your life, the way you see things, the way you project things, even the way your physical body starts to, you know, develop. And once you get older, everything is changing. So for people who don't receive change well, to me, and it's a personal opinion, is kind of they're out of touch of reality, out of this reality. Like, we cannot always live in the spiritual realm. We can't. We have to operate on this present time, or on this reality plane as is. And some people, not all, but majority of us, will try to find an escape goal, or try to escape this reality, and it fails. It's so hard to live. Somebody have to call me. But yeah, so, but we must take our time and take one day at a time. I was speaking with my husband earlier last week, and we were talking about people who commit suicide, and in our actual country, or our hemisphere, whatever the case that may be, that we frown upon that. But we kind of dove into that and was really thinking about what if that person really, really just can't, you know, don't feel like doing it anymore. And I really thought about my own mental health and my mental awareness, because sometimes I'm not gonna front. I wake up and be like, I want to do this shit. I'm tired of doing the same, even the same thing, like getting up and holding down everything and keep making sure stuff is afloat and things don't spiral out of control. And it's just a hard situation. You don't have nothing to do with, like, your loved ones per se, you know. I just say that, and vice versa, like people say, oh, it's a coward for you to commit suicide. I would say that is a lot of balls to go ahead and cut your life short, not knowing what is on the other side. Like, no one knows what's on the other side. And for you just to take that big leap of what ifs and just commit to that, that takes a strong person to actually do that. So I don't anymore, because I used to judge people who commit suicide, judge people who commit suicide like oh, they took the easy route out. And then the fact that they did not probably take the easy route out, they probably just cannot bear any longer. And people look at other people and think like, oh, why would you want to kill yourself? You have so much going for yourself. But it's the load that you carry to continue to project or continue to keep this shit together. It becomes unbearable. So I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but I understand why people do it, you know. Moving forward, I mean, basically this podcast is just to catch up with what's going on with me and my life, you know. After June 2023, which is exciting, but like, what I'm supposed to do now? Like, my life has been being a mom since I was 15 years old, all the way up to, I'm never gonna stop being a mom, but like being the caretaker of it all, you know. And now that my parents getting older, it's like, but they're still very much independent. Like, so it's going to be like a break in between me actually being their caretaker versus being a parent to my kids and being a parent to my parents. So I'm blessed to have some time to be able to fulfill some of the things that I dream of. But it's like kind of scary, because I'm definitely thinking about what I'm going to do. Like, decided to let me go ahead and buckle down and do things that I really love and invest in myself, like this podcast, you know, like providing more information, providing just a gentle ear or someone to talk to or to motivate you to do what you can do for yourself. So I'm not gonna keep this too long, but that was one of the topics we were talking about. Suicide, you know, by the way, I always talked about him, but he's finally home. It's been home for about 6 months now, and I'm excited, and we are rocking and rolling. This year will be our 5-year anniversary, and I'm so excited. This stuff moves fast. Like, for anybody who's thinking about getting married, taking that big step or commitment wise, I would say do it, because we don't know how long that we have on this earth, and for you to like not take that for granted and actually try your best to connect with as many individuals as you can to spread your legacy, spread you so people can know you, so you can be able to be remembered and reverenced correctly. Or being a low down individual, you know, your legacy of people, it's hard for people to remember you or like be appreciative of you in your life. Every life should be appreciated at the end of the day, but it's hard to do that when you can only reflect to a certain individual as being mean to you or bringing you down, not being a positive to you. It's hard to reverence them, you know, if you only think and have negative thoughts. And previous before, you know, always been like a positive Patty type of person. Now I'm entering into I'm still optimistic, but I understand being this old being this old, I definitely understand, you know. Blind eye to what may happen, yet still live in this physical and present form that we call life. But I'm good. I'm being much better. I'm not allowing, you know, people in the way they view or see me affect me, you know, anymore, which is a hard situation, because we all are either influenced or want to influence others. So it's hard for you to be like, I don't care. Whoever says that, they're full of crap. I don't care what people think about me. Yes, damn, you do, because we live in a society. You do care. That's why we do certain things, so we can be able to project this type of image, you know, that or persona that we want to carry out for people to see, and not really get in deep to know the real you. Which, I mean, it's definitely understandable, because you can't allow everybody to see who you are really, you know. Some people deserve the surface level of you. Everybody cannot get the deep down version of you, you know, but still try to not be fake. So I'm sorry to be rambling on, but the next episode we are going to get into some type of spiritual TED talk, if you will, and talk about freezer spells and things that you should do to ward off bad energies and people trying to spiritually attack you, even physically attack you, like to just keep them away, keep them away. You feel me? But I hope you really enjoyed this segment. I appreciate you that's listening, my new followers and my own. I'm back, guys, and don't forget to follow me on my social media, The Sage Witch on Snapchat, thesagewitch@gmail.com if you have any questions, concerns. Also, I have a spiritual shop still, Dumo Body Care at Big Cocktail. So don't forget to so to speak. So thank you for taking the time out. Thank you for listening to me rumble on and try to collect my thoughts. I just want to get something out there so you guys can know that we are back. And stay tuned for the next episode. Thank you for your time and have a wonderful rest of the day. Bye.